You've tuned in to Hub Talk, a podcast about teaching, learning, and technology.
Welcome to Hub Talk, our podcast about teaching, learning, and technology. I'm Colin Stapp.
And I'm Bill Hamlin.
And we are excited to launch this new podcast series as a part of some of the changes in our department. You might remember our department as e-learning and academic technology, but over the summer we absorbed some new responsibilities, and now we are the Center for Academic Innovation. Our area still includes things like Schmeketa Online, but we've taken on also professional development and academic technology as part of our three core themes. Our department now coordinates and provides all of the faculty professional development, and this podcast is one example of how we want to share some of that information. In addition, we're going to be doing regular workshops and webinars like we have done throughout each academic year, and we're excited to get started with this podcast. So you might be asking yourself, why podcasts? Bill, what do you think about podcasts?
Well, you know, I got into podcasts relatively recently, discovered that they're a great way for me to stay up to date with, technology news, but there's a ton of educational podcasts out there as well, from very specific content podcasts all the way through just kind of teaching strategies and things like that that, you know, really shed light on new theories of teaching and learning. And they make it fun and interesting and just a cool way to stay on top of stuff.
Yeah, I totally agree. I listen to quite a few podcasts as well, and I think one of the reasons I like them is they are so convenient. You can listen to them driving to work. You can download them, take them with you on, you know, your mobile device. There's regular series and episodes. Some of them, like you said, there's quite a few that are educational. There's a lot that are just fun and entertaining. It's a great storytelling method, but it is really convenient. And in a recent article that we got turned on to by the online magazine, The Pacific Standard, they wrote an article titled, "The Future of Podcasting is Educational." And it mentions that podcasters, rather than conventional media or education establishment, are in a position to really kind of shape the tone and content of public discourse. The article actually mentions that the United States is quickly becoming a podcast nation. According to a 2017 survey, nearly 25% of Americans, around 68 million, said they listen to some kind of podcast.
Wow.
You know, again, it's just a great way to share out information. And one of the top genres, you know, one would expect things like sports and news and or technology to be popular, but one of the top podcasts out there, genre, is educational podcasts.
That's great,
according to the article. Another great thing about podcasts is that they are relatively easy to create and edit and produce. And so this is another way that we can model how you might integrate some technology in your class. Bill and I both teach podcasting in different arenas. I teach it here with our community ed class, and Bill teaches it out at Western. And there's a lot of apps.
Yeah.
Bill, what apps have you used with your students for podcasting?
Well, I've used, you know, just traditional voice memo recorders that come on, you know, any smartphone or tablet. I've used, I think it was called Audio Boom. I've used iPadio. They always have weird names.
Yeah, SoundCloud is one that I've used.
And another piece that I'd like to mention is that, you know, you can incorporate this type of tool with on-campus or online students.
Yeah, that's a great point.
My podcasting class is 100% online.
And, right, and mine is face-to-face.
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity for any arena.
And with some of you may be familiar with Kaltura, our streaming media server. There is an audio-only recording feature in Kaltura. So that's another quick way that you could create a short podcast and put it right into Kaltura. So that might be even one of the trainings or episodes that we do. We could definitely do a workshop on how to produce them, but maybe we do an episode about podcasting and how it could be used in the classroom.
Yeah, that'd be
really
great.
Focused. So with that, we hope to share out a lot of information with you. And Bill, tell us a little bit about some of the podcasts that we have planned so far and that are in the works.
Yeah. So like a lot of podcasts out there, ours is aimed to share information primarily, but we're hoping to do that in a number of different ways, from interviews with faculty and staff and even students here on campus to a more story-driven format in some of our episodes, to coverage of live events here on campus or around the community. We've got a number of ways we're hoping to share information, provide teaching experiences, learning experiences, and some of the episodes we have planned already include accessibility and e-portfolios. That accessibility episode is going to be great because we're interviewing our accessibility advocate here in our department, Heather Marriger, as well as a student to get that side of the coin. So it'll be extremely interesting to get a little more info on digital accessibility. The ePortfolios episode, we're going to kind of get a sense of, you know, what are ePortfolios, and follow an instructor here on campus in her implementation of ePortfolios, kind of from start to finish, from never having used them through a term of using them with her students. So it's going to be interesting to follow that journey with her.
That'll be kind of fun because we'll go into the classroom and record with her and record students in there as well.
Yeah. Then we're going to expand our kind of outreach here on campus with our COI initiative, Quality Online Instruction, interview some of the folks here in our department who are responsible for that project, but also some of the faculty around campus who have been through the COI process already. We mentioned a little bit about kind of emerging technology, and we're hoping to have an episode that focuses on drones in education and how drones might kind of shape the future of data collection and photography and videography. So that'll be a fun look into an emerging technology.
Some of the other emerging technologies that we might want to look at as well are virtual reality and augmented reality and things like that. So if you think of ideas that you'd like to know more about, you know, you can share those with us.
We're also going to be covering our live events here on campus. For example, we've got Tech Fair this fall that we're going to be covering. But if there are any other live events around campus that individual faculty or departments know of and would like us to come have a presence, we'd certainly love to cover those. And a really fun one that we're hoping to do relatively soon is an episode about technology failures, technology fails. And this one is especially interesting because we've all been there. Those of us who fancy ourselves as technology experts, it gives us issues all the time. So,
and I think there's always learning that comes from. I mean, we're sharing that with our students that there's learning that comes from failure when they're learning, and there's always that learning that comes from our own failures with technology. And one of the things that I like to think of and remind people about using technology is that there is a disruption in starting a new technology or using something new. So this could be a humorous way to explore what happens when things go wrong with technology.
Yes. Humorous in hindsight, anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Not as funny when you're up in front of your class and your PowerPoint fails on you or something like that.
That's right.
So that one's going to be really fun, I'm hoping, and we're actually going to call on faculty to share their stories. So we'll be, you know, sending out emails and requests for stories for that particular episode, and I'm hoping that we can actually expand those types of requests even beyond that episode. We'll have plenty of episodes where we call for feedback on particular topics, but we'd also like to invite our faculty and staff on campus to share ideas for future episodes, not only responding to our requests for feedback, but, you know, if you've got an idea for a show that you'd like to hear, let us know, and we'll be happy to chat with you more and make that happen.
Yeah, that brings up a really great point that we've mentioned a lot of technology-related episodes, but we would love to be able to help produce some episodes about teaching and learning in the classroom, curriculum, assessment, how to handle difficult situations, maybe even building cultural competency, because one of the professional development opportunities we oversee now is the DPR, or the Difference, Power, and Responsibility. So mm-hmm. maybe we do something about cultural competency as well.
Yeah.
So it isn't just about technology. And like Bill said, we would love to have faculty share their ideas of things that they'd like to know more about. We have a new website that we're launching as well with the change in our department, facultyhub.schmeckita.edu. That's where you'll find this podcast episode as well as many others and many of our video tutorials and other helpful training materials and things like that as well.
Yeah, so we're going to update that website and those resources very frequently, along with 3 to 4 episodes of this podcast. So we invite our faculty and our staff to come over to the new website quite often and check out all the new content.
Thanks for tuning into our inaugural episode of Hub Talk. Stay tuned for our next episode. Will be about accessibility, and we look forward to sharing information about why accessibility is important, both from a student perspective and an instructor teaching and learning perspective. Hub Talk is produced by the Center for Academic Innovation at Schmeckita Community College. Visit our website, facultyhub.schmeckita.edu, to find helpful resources about teaching, learning, and technology integration, along with video tutorials and more podcast episodes just like this one.